So nefarious, so nefarious. Get it?
Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius descended from Planet X, ready to save our planet from harm.
He'll make you laugh, he'll make you cry, but most importantly, he's gonna save your life.
He'll let him speak for himself, he's got a lot to say. Pass him the mic and get ready to sway.
And we went
for having Chicago.
Welcome everybody to the Octavarius podcast. This is episode 67 of the podcast.
No, we were off last week then. I said 63.
You guys said 66 to begin with, and then you guys got off somehow. Yeah. I could hear you from
we
the other room.
It's really fun to say 69, so we said that a few times.
It's every time I'm sick and I miss a podcast, I really should just let you guys know what number it is before I go to bed.
Yeah,
you
think
should.
It works great this way.
Well, this is, in fact, episode 67. Without any further ado, let's go to the far end of the room and sound off.
It's still Brian.
It's Scott.
Hey, it's Lisa.
Hey, it's Keith.
Hey, it's Tins.
Hey, it's Mark.
And we are all ready to start this podcast,
you
right?
You want to call and ask me about Chicago, you can call the Octavarius hotline. What's the Octavarius hotline phone number?
866.
Is that really our phone number?
No.
What is the Octavarius hotline?
It is 312-278-3627 for all your Octavarius hotline needs.
So if you want to call and say something to any of us or whatever, please call 312-278-3627. How'd we get a 312? That's a coveted area code.
Because we blew an alderman.
Nice. Way to go, Mark.
Speaking of blowing an alderman. Aw, damn it, where's the mailbag?
Wait, what? Oh, I've got it right here. They just passed it up to me down the row of desks. Here, let me. It's elaborately folded.
Sounds interesting in these previewing headphones.
Oh, it's from Jamie in the back. And Jamie says, "Hey, Octavarius, we've had classes together for a bunch of years now, and I know we don't talk too much, but I think you're totally cute. And if you weren't planning on going with anyone else to prom this weekend, I would love to go with you. And I know it's weird, because we don't talk, but I think we'll probably have a lot in common, and we could have a really good time together. So, Octavarius, will you go to prom with me? Circle yes, no, maybe, and then send this back."
Wow.
What a lame way to ask someone to prom. Isn't a big thing a prom? Like, it's like you outdo each other and asking someone to prom?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Man.
I had a couple good ones of those.
Okay,
Cloud of the
to,
best
well,
one.
I have a cute story and then, like, a retarded story.
All right.
Oh, I love both.
So, like, my junior year, I went with a friend and he, like, I think he sent in the mail. Or it was at my house. It was, like, a little puzzle in a box. Where he put the puzzle
like
together.
A jigsaw puzzle?
Yeah, and, like you, one that you would buy at like Hobby Lobby, and then you can like write on it, and it like once you put the puzzle together, it spelled out like, "Will you go to prom with me?" And it was
Ooh.
All cute.
Did you think because he put that much effort into it that he might actually have liked you more than a friend?
It actually never crossed my mind
because well, it sounds like he has to buy that puzzle in a box, construct that puzzle himself, write the message on it, then put it back in the box, right?
Well,
is that how that works?
Yeah,
it might come already assembled.
Well, how many pieces was it?
It wasn't too. It was like a mini puzzle, maybe like.
Oh, he should have made you work for it.
Because I always think like the most, and maybe your retarded story to follow will justify or change this. But I always think like the amount of effort you put into asking usually reflects like how you feel about the person.
I disagree.
I don't know.
But I want to hear these other more elaborate stories first.
Well, like I don't know. I think maybe his mom or a lady friend like helped him because it looked like really cute.
Oh, that is sexist as fuck.
No, it's like it was really
Oh, there's no way this dude did anything cute or nice. It must have been a lady, because those are the only things that can do it. Ladies.
That's pretty offensive, I gotta say.
No,
what did you guys do?
Wait. Isn't that kind of a girly thing to be like, I'm going to go to the craft store and buy a puzzle?
I think that's really cute.
No, it's just a nice thing.
Okay. I think it's nice.
Okay, well, Cloud, what about the retarded story?
Okay. Which one was the retrudred?
So this was senior year. I was dating an interesting fellow, and he knew that I was into rap. I like freestyle it. I would like hip hop, and we had a friend named Brandon, who actually is, like, a really good rapper now, and he's been, like, building his rap repertoire, what do you call it? But
Rapatoire, I think.
His repertoire. Yeah. But, yeah, he started, like, back in high school, and he was just, like, a friend I've known for a long time. And so, like, the guy's name Pete thought it'd be cool if he asked me out to prom with a rap. Although, he didn't do it himself. He got Brandon to, like, write a rap asking me to prom. It's, like, on a CD.
That's so, like, Cyrano de Bergerac-y.
Like, yeah, but, like, it wasn't him on the CD.
So
wait,
he had another guy write the rap and perform it
on a CD.
So he just commissioned another artist to do it for you. That's a rich person thing.
Okay, did that rapper rap that song in the first person? Or did he say, like...
CD.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, okay. Did he end it with, like, will you go to prom with me, or will you go to prom with this guy?
I'm pretty sure it's, like, will you go to prom with me? I don't still have the CD.
That is weird.
Oh,
man, you gotta find that CD.
Yeah, we gotta
find that.
It needs to be a bonus track.
I gotta say, if Tins commissioned Michael Bolton to ask me to go to dinner with him...
Which I would, given the opportunity.
And I would so go to dinner.
Mike, if you're listening...
Wouldn't you rather Tins ask, like, a nice girl or his mom to do it? Because only ladies can do clever, cute things. Perhaps,
Mike, he doesn't mean that, if you're listening, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Michael Bolton, it's cool, dude. I totally am strong
you know,
in your ability.
Maybe you guys are all clever and cool. I, for personal things for me, I don't do big gestures and things for personal things for me. Because so much of my life is big and nonsense otherwise, that, like, when I do serious or things that mean something to me, it's a lot more simple.
I guess that's
and
true.
And understated.
Yeah, I do. If I actually mean that I like you, I probably won't be goofy or ridiculous.
Like
so much of my life is nonsense.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, you know, I've been dating the same girl for 6 years now. And I'm sure she could tell you if you ask her. Or any girl that I've ever dated. If I really care, it's usually not ridiculous or serious or funny or at all. It's usually something very simple and sweet because I guess then you know I mean it. But boy, do I look stupid compared to all the other dudes that, like, you know, commission the high school band to spell out the girl's name and then get in the formation that say, you know, will you go to prom with me?
It requires thousands of band members.
Well, I don't know how that goes. I was never that dude because I always did other things so big.
I think it's cuter if you do just like something simple and honest.
I'm just not that cute.
That's because we are performers.
Yeah, like I'm a performer, so like for me to...
Yeah, everything is big, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so if for us to actually be taken seriously... We need to, like, not be performing. Whereas most people are very boring and stupid. And I'm kidding most people.
We're kidding, Mr. Bolton.
Especially you.
Like, that's the weird thing that's lame about me, I guess, is that, like, when it's serious and
lame.
Big for me, is that, like, it's really not fantastic.
That's how it is for me, too, except for Chatter's Girl, of course, who I did perform a song.
Which was one of the most beautiful... and wonderful things I've ever seen in my entire life, Keith. There is, you know, listeners, there's a thing that about Keith and all these guys and Lisa that is so special is, like, everybody that you guys get to listen to in the Octavarius podcast. They're all incredibly thoughtful people. And Keith had this one girl that he had a crush on.
I think we told this in a podcast.
Yeah. The Chatters girl.
Yeah.
And he did this elaborate thing for her, and it was just so beautiful. And it was so honest, though, too. And so many times when I see those grand gestures, they don't really seem true or honest to me.
Yeah.
But
that seemed real. That was real. I mean, it was real, wasn't it?
I had a crush on her, and I was super nervous. And actually, I think that was one instance where I did something more full of grandeur, because I did want to go on a date with her, but I was, like, so nervous that I fell back into what I'm comfortable in, which is stupidly performing, which is the opposite of the normal people who are boring. I fell into being exciting and entertaining, because that's actually, like, a safety for me. Like, I feel like for a few of us.
It's a total safety.
It's so safety.
It's like a go-to, almost. Yeah. Like, I can do this crazy thing.
Although, I can always be wacky.
Although, I remember, like, the weird, like, the performance shit, I remember I had to ease myself into, like, doing that to the point where it became eventually an easy thing. I remember it wasn't prom, I think it was homecoming. I asked somebody... I wrote a song and I performed a song on the guitar.
And you have such a beautiful voice.
Not so much when I was 15.
On the guitar, that's pretty original.
Yeah, I know it was not original, but the fact of the matter is I did it, and I had only been playing guitar for like 2 years at that point, and that was one of the first times that I had really probably performed for other human beings at all. And all of a sudden I'm in the middle of this. Yeah, because I'm awesome, Cloud. But, you know, you're in this high school hallway, and you're playing guitar, one of your first public performances, and there's other people, and there's senior. I was just a sophomore. There's seniors who are, like, 7 feet taller than you and wearing their varsity football jerseys, and they're like, who's this asshole?
Your entire school was just the children of Bill Cartwright. I assume.
Yeah. When it's
throwing elbows left and right.
And I don't remember it was one of those triumphant things where, like, everybody in earshot hears her say yes. They're like, she said yes! Yes! Go nuts! It's like, there were probably like a dozen people who were like, oh, cool.
Reject, it's tins, on. Amy would like to know if you remember any of the words to that song.
I do not. Mm-hmm. It was a very simple song.
Was it just for a date, or was it for like prom or homecoming?
I said it was for homecoming. But it was I think that was the beginning of me dating her for like a week.
Nice.
So that was the first big move.
I know. I had two conflicting thoughts that are both really sad.
Oh, sadness gosh. Overload.
Actually, there's one happy one. I did do one cute thing
happy.
Once.
It's Mark happy.
No, this one. I think this one might be real happy.
Oh wow!
But like I wrote, so I was like, I was trying to do a grand asking, because there was a girl that I wanted to go with as friends, and I think we had like spoken about it before, but like I actually liked her, although we never talked about it because it was clear she did not reciprocate. But like we got along great. But we were in the same English class. And every Monday we'd like have to analyze a poem for our teacher, and he'd just like pass it out. It was the first thing that happened, and everyone would like groan and sit down, and then like you know, and we'd all go through and we have to write a paper. And so I just wrote a poem and formatted it like the AP English papers that he had, and it just ended with me asking her out. And in retrospect, I mean, it worked. It worked awesome. It was super cute. But always pick something positive to do your homecoming ask for, because it's really nerve-wracking to hear everyone, like, you're about to ask someone to homecoming, and everyone gets the sheet, and everyone's like, ugh. And it's, like, the worst moment of their Monday, and it turns into a homecoming ask.
Oh.
So it was, like, it was a lot scarier than I thought it was going to be, but it turned out really well.
Don't worry, everybody. Today is a pop exam. That will define the rest of your high school career. Just kidding. Go to prom with me.
But the other thing I thought of when Tins was talking about singing to a girl is one time I made the mistake of writing a girl's song about how I was unhappy.
What? What is the matter with you, Mark? Sorry.
Do you remember the words?
No. I do, but only because we later used them as part of a movie soundtrack.
Do you know the chords?
I can still play it.
I think
do you want to go get your guitar and play and sing it?
Ooh.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead?
All right, Mark is currently leaving the room.
He's balancing that.
I guess I can talk about how I'm a dick.
Sure.
I got frustrated with the lady time in high school and whatnot because I was always out for the ladies all the time. And the ladies weren't always out for Brian. But sometimes I feel like right around dance time, you get to 2 months before the dance, they start looking.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And then
oh,
it's like, well, you're looking at me now because of this fucking dance. You didn't like my action 2 months ago, you know, when I was doing my thing.
But it's like that's your in. That's your time. How can you argue with that?
You gotta secure them while they're wanting it.
I was frustrated because I was trying so hard all the other times. So I would just be like, fuck it. So
Mark is
was,
warming up.
He was
the
in.
Room.
Yeah, I can hear him. He's tuning the guitar.
No, it's
you have a tune the guitar.
Yeah. God bless it. So yeah, I am now leaving the
it's
room.
It's okay. I can kill it.
I'm gonna slowly get everybody out of this room.
So the thing is, I think I only ever asked a girl to a dance once. Always I was asked by girls because I was so frustrated. Well, I was always trying. I was always trying to have a girl way before dance time so that it wouldn't, because I always felt that it was contrived. Yeah, look, man, I was a deep kid. I was thinking real hard about these things.
I don't think all girls, because if I was in dance time, I would just be like, I would ask a friend or be like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, I didn't get asked by friends. I asked by girls that wanted me to be their boyfriend for that time.
Yep.
And it was like, well, this is not real. And this is not what you want from me.
See, I think girls and guys have different expectations. Because I remember I went to homecoming with a guy who was my friend. And then he was, like, mad at me after that we didn't, like, have sexy time. But I was like, no, you're my friend. Like, I feel like it's,
maybe he
it
wanted to take this opportunity to go from friend to more than friend.
At prom, if I have to spend over $100 of my high school money on you,
that's true.
Yes, you should put really? Out for me.
You
yes.
should at least give me yes. some. Give me some.
If I'm spending
time.
Over $100 of my high school
no,
money,
no,
yes,
no,
dude,
don't listen to
him. Or I ain't going. And then I just didn't go.
No, this is why you're a dick.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. Look, man.
Well, Scotty D, what lady did you ask
yeah,
to
what
help
did
you,
you
have
do?
A cute way to
you,
ask
you
a
go
girl.
With your friends. If I'm spending over $150 on a lady, I'm making out a little.
No, my prom sucked from beginning to end.
Oh, no.
From before I asked anyone out to the time prom was over. I was kind of in a weird position because I had a lot of girl friends,
uh-huh.
but no one I really wanted to go to prom with, and I think none of them wanted to go to prom with me. The one girl I really wanted to go to prom with had a boyfriend, so I think I'm going to ask her friend, who I hang around with and I kind of like. So I ask her, I didn't even know you were supposed to do anything.
Is that a Boy Meets World episode?
I think
yes,
it might have been.
Yes, it is.
But I ask her friend on the school bus, and she tells me no because she's waiting for some other guy to ask her.
God, that sucks. I had that happen too.
So, yeah,
but, you know, but
this
if
is
he doesn't
how
ask,
people become
then...
jerks.
So I was scrambling to find someone to go with. I ended up taking this girl who I was doing community theater with, who was, I think, like 22 at the time.
Nice.
How old I am.
Right now?
Yeah.
Can you go to prom with a 17-year-old?
No.
That's what she did.
Were you really cool for going
then.
To prom
she
with her though?
Cool.
Not really. I you know I kind of liked her, but I mean, I kind of ditched her at the prom too.
This it's hard for me to imagine because like I've only known you since you were at least 21.
Mm-hmm.
So like you were always like you at least had some semblance of adulthood and coolness about you.
Sure.
It's hard for me to imagine you, Scott, as an awkward teen. Can you paint that picture for us? Because like that's hard for me to deal with.
I really came out of my awkwardness like around my senior year of high school, but before that, like junior high, early freshman high school. I mean, imagine my hair kind of. Long and scraggly. I wore glasses for a long time. Thick Coke bottle glasses.
Aww.
I was really lanky. My ears stuck out really far. It was not a good time. I got teased a lot.
But you're a tall guy. Who would tease you? Like, you have good shoulders. You're a tall guy. You're built, you know?
You know,
you're not a little man
it's
like
all,
I am.
I'm telling you, it's all about confidence. You know, I didn't exude confidence like I do now. People fucked with me.
Yeah, wow. No matter how big you are, people make fun of you.
Growing up a little guy, I always assumed that, like, you know, if you're bigger, that doesn't.
No, I had little guys pick on me all the time.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I would snark back at them wittily, normally.
Well, you're a funny guy. Yeah. Both of you are.
And, but yeah, I mean, if anyone ever, like, challenged me, like, physically, I'd probably back down.
Get out.
Yeah, because it, well, I don't want
to. But you're so much bigger than a guy like me.
I just don't
want
to fight people.
Yeah?
Is mainly the thing. And then.
So, if I went around as little me, like, if I bothered you guys.
If you were B-Wo Blazing Fists.
Yeah.
I probably would back down. Yeah, it would have worked.
God damn it.
It works, guys. It works, little guys.
I had no idea.
I used to get in scuffles, I guess, because I knew that no matter what, I would come out looking okay, because, like, if I held my own, that was the victory. And if I lost, that's what everyone expected anyway. So, I could only come out better.
God, what a sad way of looking at
it.
I guess
tiny.
You ended up coming
was,
out
like,
okay every
proportionally,
time.
Proportionally, I was in, like, the 4 percentile for height or something like that when I was a kid. So, like,
what does
no
that mean?
One... Like, if 50 being the average height, so, like... I was so small that only 4% of people were equally as small as I was or smaller.
But you're about average height as a man now. You're about 5'10", 5'11"?
I think I'm like 5'9". I mean, 5'10", yeah, totally.
5'10", on a good day, when
warm. And I'm stretching. Now, sitting at a 5'10", Mark Musinski using Tins' his guitar would like to now play Mark's... song of sadness or sorrow,
this,
one of the two.
This song, though, I'd like to point out, had great cause for being written, because that is a total exaggeration. What happened was I felt like we were dating for maybe a month, and then I just apparently felt like I was not receiving enough attention because she had lots of gay friends. So she would go hang on all of her gay friends and stuff. And then I was like, what about me?
What about poor
fabulous
Mark?
Enough.
Okay.
And so I made the mistake of telling her this in song.
Oh,
and some of this song has been later added because it was used for a movie thing, but I don't exactly remember which parts were in the original. I'm sure the parts that are blatantly mean were not in the original.
Is there a title?
I don't remember.
Who's the song going out to?
I guess it's going out to Teresa again.
Oh,
all right, Teresa.
Who's like super cool now, though.
Get to the song, man.
Okay, okay.
Stop talking about it. Get it.
I saw you lying with your head on his shoulder, and I agree with you that it means nothing. But next time you lay your head on my shoulder, just remember that it still means nothing. And I tried so hard. I'm sorry I'm not your rock star. Am I worth less than a blanket to you? Would you leave me for a coloring book? Please don't take me for granted. Please don't leave me lying here on the floor. Please don't just assume that I'll be there. Please don't leave me crying here anymore. I just want to keep you happy. And by happy, I mean undressed. Please don't take me for granted. Please don't leave me lying here on the floor. Please don't just assume that I'll be there. Please don't leave me crying here anymore. I fucking hate you every time you talk. I fucking hate you every time you talk. Come back to me, come back to me. Now someone take the I fucking hate you part, because this is how it's supposed to go.
I fucking hate you every time you talk.
Come back to me, come back to me, come back to me, come back to me.
I fucking hate you every time you talk.
That was like another verse in there somewhere, but I don't remember it.
That was so depressing.
That's the Mark Musinski I know.
So needless to say, she was upset. And I wrote an apology song that I don't remember.
Give me my picks back.
Sorry
I need to make it
feel
better.
I said I fucking hate you every time you talk. Sorry that I said it.
It's
conflicted.
Oh, dude. Isn't that great? Mark played that for me in the second month that we knew each other.
Wow.
And I thought that was like the greatest thing that he did that to his girlfriend in high school.
Dude,
and I was like, I need to hang out with this fella. What a ridiculous thing to do.
I tell you right now, Keith and Tim's plus Mark coming your way soon. Sorry, Cloud. We need this brooding sadness.
I understand.
This is the one more step we need towards Octavarius becoming a family band.
Yeah, that's true.
We've been discussing this.
Well, my prom, I had the pleasure of having a Tennessee prom and an Illinois prom.
You double one?
Yeah, I was in school as a junior in Tennessee, but as a senior, I was in Illinois, and you guys do things opposite-wise of each other, which is really neat. In Tennessee, you take all the pictures, you know, in the afternoon, just like you would, but then the prom starts at, like, 6 or 7. So you go to the prom until, like, 9 or 10, and then you go have dinner. So then right after, like, prom's over like 9, and then you go on your crazy adventure. So people go to Nashville, which is where we went. We went and ate at a, like a hibachi grill sort of place, and we went around somewhere.
Wait, so prom was over by 9 for you?
Yeah, it was like, well, it was somewhere between, like, it ended at 10, but everyone sort of starts to leave at 9 or 9:30.
Because
there's no king or queen, there's nothing like that.
Wow.
Yeah, it's wild.
I don't know, you know, my high school didn't have a king or a queen, but we definitely kept the party going until about 11, and then after 11, we got on the bus and hopped on one of those, Chicago lakefront boat tours.
Yeah, well, that's the great part
about
what
we did too.
Great part about having a prom in the suburbs of Chicago. I feel like that was like that. That's just what everybody did if they grew up.
And we had one of those party buses because we realized a party bus is cheaper than a limo in Tennessee, just like everywhere else, I think. So we all piled into this bus and we went. All of us had our respective girlfriends or dates. I was with Sarah Todd, who is not yet my girlfriend, but would soon be my girlfriend. At this time, she was dating somebody else. But I think that's a story in another podcast I've already told. So we go do the hibachi grill. We do whatever other activity we did, which I've forgotten. And then we all come back home. So that's the Tennessee prom. Now, my Naperville prom was the opposite. You go to dinner first. Then you go to prom, and prom, like, was so big, our school was so huge, that there were, like, two different, completely different, like, gyms next to each other that had different style of music, and people sort of flowed back and forth, I remember. There was no, like, ceremony in this either that I'm aware of, or that I cared about, I guess. And then we all go home, and then the next day you go and have a full day adventure in the city.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which is, so
the
we
day
went
of post-prom.
Yeah, we all crashed in.
Organized through school or just with friends?
No, just we
just
did. Yeah, all stayed at Ryan Garcia's place. And again, I had a date who was not my girlfriend, but who I very much wanted to be my girlfriend, although this time didn't work out. Claire wasn't a fan.
This wasn't the wacko that you went with.
No, that was homecoming.
That was
Evan. Oh, was very feminine.
Homecoming
name.
Is such a different deal than prom.
It really is. It doesn't matter
as
much.
I went to
of...
way more homecomings, and I went to different schools' homecomings. I feel like prom's just such a big deal.
It really costs.
Well, it's like in different. It costs a lot.
For me, as a guy in high school, and maybe I was a cheap ass, but like for me, it was like a lot of money.
Dude, get your tux at a costume shop.
Well,
$65.
We will get to that later, Mark.
Oh, but I think I told that story
later.
On a different
one
podcast.
One great thing about being a concert musician and me making it into Allstate in Tennessee my sophomore year is I just bought a tuxedo.
Because
if you play anything that plays in an orchestra, you have to perform in a tuxedo.
Nice.
So I just had a plain tuxedo. So for prom, I just went out and rented a vest and tie set.
Nice.
Whoa.
So I only spent like $20 ever on things.
Awesome. That's amazing.
And I bought the tux at a resale tux store.
You're
the whole
a fucking
tuxedo.
Hero.
The whole tuxedo cost $60. And I still have the tuxedo, and if I let out some of the things, I think it still fits.
Yeah,
it still
fits.
Yeah.
I got a good deal,
God,
too.
God, what a good idea.
Yeah, just buy one.
Did your guys' high schools ever have, like, the... We called it Mr. Lancer at our school. It's like the male version of a, you know, not talent, but...
Oh, like Mr. Friend.
Yeah, we had Mr. Friend, featuring Nick Makula.
So I was in that with a bunch of my friends.
Man, my school didn't have that. I probably could have done good at that.
We got an awesome deal with the tuxedos because we just had to wear them to school for one day, and we basically all got free tuxedos.
Wow.
That's sweet.
I got a great thing going on in the chat. RJ Tort said we had awesome prom locations. He went to proms at the Field Museum, the Planetarium, and Union Station.
What?
But Union Station was a bit odd because they didn't clear out the bums.
Oh, no.
So you'd be coming out of the bathrooms and get yelled at for some money or something. He said it was sad and awkward, not magical.
Well, wow, but what a wonderful story. I would love to hear that story.
Seems like a very cool, like, bums aside, it seems like a real cool locale.
Yeah, I mean, mine was at some hotel lobby.
Field Museum would be so cool.
Dude, if you had your prom at the Field Museum, you could, like, take your prom pictures next to taxidermied animals.
Yeah.
Or Sue. You could be right by the Savo Lions.
Yeah, you could. I'd love to take my prom pictures by the Savo Lions.
Why don't they just let the students
run
rampant
or right in front of the elephants?
Whatever.
Because they know every student's going to be like, I'm going to fuck in that cave place. I'm going to go to that.
I'm going to go to those caves, and we're
going to fuck in those caves.
You know that window? That window where you can see the pharaoh?
It's
fuck on it.
Dude, the more happiness that happens in museums, I'm all for.
It would definitely be a fun night at the museum.
All of the exhibits were open? RJ says all the exhibits were open.
Wow.
The only thing closed off was the mummy exhibit. Because that's got the most places to fuck.
Yeah, I think that's where I'd want to make out.
I think the mummy exhibit was just in a big separate wing of the museum.
And if I remember, it's really dark to preserve everything, so there are really lots of places to fuck.
After I've spent $150 on this, on just on, you know, the dinner and the tickets and everything else alone, we're making out in the fucking pyramid at Field Museum. Like, that's guaranteed. If I'm at that prom,
I mean, I'd be
happy. I've spent that much money. I'm sorry, I'm expecting that.
I'm curious. I understand that $150 in high school money is a lot of money. Believe me, I get that. I'm curious what your conversion rate would be if it was today's money.
I'm very interested in
that.
How much would you have to pay where you deserve to make out in that mummy thing?
I have no idea.
Would you not be contented if it was like in front of that weird totem pole that's got like a bear with a bird coming out of his head or something?
Better be some good making out. Because that totem pole is freaky and I don't want to deal with that shit. That's just a lot to deal with.
We got to go to, what is it called? Like where the jumping fountains at Navy Pier?
Crystal Gardens.
Did you do that too for post-prom?
Yeah, although my junior prom, they had just moved our prom date to be right before graduation.
I remember that
it would screw people over who wanted to go drink a bunch.
That's terrible.
But the biggest problem with moving it is we used to have a guaranteed renewing contract with the boats that Tins was mentioning that were the best part of prom for everybody. And then they moved us to the Crystal Gardens. So, everyone that I went with was just all surly about how there weren't boats anymore.
You were going to do the boats, and then you ended up getting stuck in the garden? That sucks.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool, but the boats are way cooler.
I didn't do any fucking boat. That sounds fun. What's the boat?
The boat, if you go down to around the Navy Pier area, you see the cruise ships there. There's the Odyssey, the Odyssey 2, the smaller one, the Anita D., There's a bunch of good sized cruise ships there, and I know when I had my post prom, you went on one of those two cruise ships, and it's just like a 2-hour cruise, something like that, and it's great. Yeah, you know, there's dancing.
All the sodas you can drink.
Well, it's like there's
and you cruise up and down Lake Michigan and looking at the beautiful Chicago skyline.
And if, like, if you stay inside, there's a big old, like, dance floor area.
Dude, that's awesome.
So you can dance on a boat.
That's awesome. My school totally booked a roving magician that would come to your table and be like, hello, would you like to see some magic?
All my prompts are shitty.
Oh. And then he did magic.
What was rough about the boats, though, is because my school was big enough, they had the two boats. They had the Odyssey and the Anita D, which is much, much smaller than the Odyssey. So you know the person who bought the tickets kind of fucked up if you were on the Anita D, because it means waited till the last minute to get their ticket.
See, our friend used to...
So you had a B-team ship?
Yeah, it was basically like, get your tickets now for the Odyssey. You don't want to be on the Anita D.
Oh, my God.
Frem just split it juniors and seniors before they stopped.
Yeah, we didn't.
Oh, really?
That way didn't have that.
You know what? I think they might have been like seniors had first call and then juniors. But it was still like, hey, time passes. Juniors are going to be able to get your ticket. So if you're a senior on the Anita D, you fucked up.
So what was it like on the Anita D? Are you just sitting amongst boxes stacked of chickens?
I don't know. I bought my tickets early. I was on the Odyssey.
Just chickens, you know,
Indiana Jones pilot.
Yeah.
The part that I forgot about Frems is everyone
halfway
was...
through your cruise, an Asian man dives out the boat. And just you're on your own.
At Frem,
it's just awful. Temple of Doom. The whole thing is Temple of Doom.
Yes, Mark.
Right after they switch from the boats, to make everyone happy at Frem, because everyone was so upset about having to go to the Crystal Gardens, which are still beautiful, as a side note.
Oh, yeah, sure,
but,
absolutely.
So what they did to make it up to everyone was they hired a troupe of exotic dancers.
No way.
I'm sure they stopped this
after the first year.
Yeah, that
and they,
was not
they weren't exotic, like, strippers. They were just, like... people who, you know, it was like girls in tight clothing and guys in like really tight tank tops.
What?
That's exotic dancing, though. That's
but they would like go around and like hump all on people and stuff.
Those are dance. I forget that there is an actual term for this.
Like
profession.
Professional pretty dancers?
Yeah, they're
a prostitute.
God, they're like professional.
Let's call them bumpers.
Go-go dancers.
Let's call them bumpers.
I like a prostitute.
They're like a professional party starters. They're hired by... There are so many... Now they don't have to wear those outfits, but they can.
Like, and the best part was when you're waiting in line, like, get prom tickets, there was like a day that they all went on sale. I'm sure it was like that at everyone's school. It's like you had to line up at like 6:50 in the morning.
The sexy people there in the morning.
They were there?
No, they were just playing a video of them right next to the post-prom tickets.
Oh my God.
And it would show like, it would just show them like hump dancing, and then their name would like fly in, like in like crappy public TV graphics. And it would be like, and so my friend Carl and I were waiting in line together, and we just took down the names of everyone that we saw. We were waiting and then sought them out during the night and then just tried to hump dance them as hard as we could.
And you just knew their names? That's so
Yeah, Kareem. What Kareem is, was cool.
What is
you just humped this dude and then made great
yeah,
friends?
What is
like,
hump dancing?
Got to know him after. Well, we started out just
it's
humping
really,
the fuck out of him.
It's
but
really,
then, he's
it
a
looks,
really nice guy.
It looks like this, though, when we did it. It was kind of like...
All right, Mark is demonstrating for our listeners.
Oh, God.
And we both just...
It's like a
here,
frog
wait,
heavy
let me take a video of that and I'll just tweet it or something.
I don't know if
you
I can do it again.
Do that again.
Just
slow okay.
down. Just,
okay. It's
just
a very... It's
this
a
like
very
a really Mark performance-heavy podcast.
Yeah, this is very...
This is, what he's doing is...
Did you take video of him playing music?
I did.
Then why don't you tweet it?
All right.
Yeah.
What Mark is doing right now is something that looks akin to somebody jumping rope really fast.
Like but
really
like with intense. Your pelvis. And there's two people on either side of this dancer doing this and bumping into him with our chests. Is it filming now?
Now it is.
Okay.
And he's now kind of jumping rope, thrusting his dick a lot. He is really thrusting his dick. And he takes a bow.
Kareem... thought it was hilarious. The girls that were dancing up on Kareem did not.
That's not how girls sexy dance. I feel like prom and dance were like a time for at least girls to like let out all this like sexual aggression. Just like, it's so weird. There's so much grinding happening. Just like, get up on you.
This is a good time to remind our listeners that if you'd like to see a video of this Mark's interpretation of this sexy dance, just go to twitter.com/Octavarius. You'll find a link there shortly.
Or a long time ago if you're listening to this next Monday.
Can't turn on Wi-Fi in our apartment.
So, like, Keith, you had City Day after. Didn't you guys...
My prom sucks now. I heard everybody's prom. Everybody's prom's better
Wait,
than mine.
No, dude.
Care.
Hang on a second. Lisa was talking
no,
about
okay.
this, and then
Not
she trailed off. You trailed off on this.
Well, I was just going to ask...
What are you talking... What does this say? What, there's a lot of sexual aggression let out?
Oh, okay. Going back to sexual...
Yeah, you brought that up and then just totally dropped it.
I was
going
to talk about the beach, but I'll talk about sexual aggression.
Yeah, why... Well, you brought it up.
It would just be so weird. Like, I look around and, like, all these girls are just, like...
It's very aggressive.
Freaking naughty, but they're dancing. We're like, we are in high school.
Yeah,
so
dude,
you weren't freaking...
Oh, I was a crazy dancer. I loved to dance. I did not miss a dance.
But you said there was a lot of sexual aggression.
Yeah, everyone would
And
just
so you
be
noticed
like,
everybody was really dance. Aggressive with their dancing?
Not, like, angry. Just, you know what I'm talking about, too.
Yeah.
Everyone's just like, when the lights are, wet lights are down low,
like,
it's
everybody's
like,
fucking all up on.
Like, it gets super sexual.
And I think it will, like, prom is, if it's your senior prom, it's like the dance where you're almost out of school, you're finally 18, like, we're all adults,
it's
this is our show.
18.
So it's like,
everybody humps each other.
They're going a little bit nuts, and, you know, I'm sure the faculty are, you know, a tad more lenient about it, like, all right, let them hump dance a little bit. They're adults now.
Did this happen to you guys too, Mark and
I,
Keith
you know,
and Scott? Or,
I ran into a girl, because I, like I said, I was with a friend who was.
You ran into her while you were hump dancing?
No. I was not hump dancing with my date at the time during my senior prom, who was actually a really supportive and wonderful date. But I ran into this girl that I used to have a huge crush on from speech team, and she was like dating a guy at that point who she is now engaged to or maybe even married to. But it was like we were like dancing a little bit, and then it got to like. Cloud's description of dancing, and then we like both took a step back, and she was like, you know, I really liked you like, you know, X amount of months ago, and I was like, oh, I totally did too. And then we couldn't hump dance anymore because truth had happened, and
wow.
the majesty of prom was broken. But it was like, it was the weirdest thing because it was just like in the middle of this dance floor, and we were both like, we're probably not going to see each other again, like, it'll for a really long time, if ever. But just wanted you to know, like, totally a crush on you.
Yeah, it's a lot of just, like, the guy just kind of moving his hips back and forth, and the girl would be like, these are the most sexy moves.
Or riding the
Is
leg.
Is anyone else getting that? I don't know.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
just asking to spur... totally, yeah. I feel like that a lot of us went through that.
Like I said, my prom sucked.
You too.
I ditched the girl that I asked.
Who was 22.
Who was 22. So and I don't know what she did.
Yeah, like what happened?
I ended up hanging out with the girl that I wanted to go to prom with, her boyfriend, who was like the typical stereotypical jock guy, you know. Was like off with his friends. So me and her hung out. She told me the same kind of thing, Mark, where she's like, you know what? I always liked you. We just, you know, I have a boyfriend, blah, 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 blah. So that was my prom. And then I was supposed to go horseback riding with a bunch of my friends and my date the following day.
Ugh.
And after the boat, I was just like, oh, man, I have a headache. I'm just going to take you home.
Ugh.
And I dropped her off, and that was my end of my prom.
Oh.
Yeah, it sucked.
So all the people that you were going to go horseback riding with the next day noticed your absence then.
Oh, sure.
Ugh.
And they all told me that how sore their asses were at the end of it, too. So I didn't care. But yeah, that was my prom. It was terrible.
The video of Mark hump dancing is up on the Twitters, so you can go enjoy that at your leisure.
Yes.
Chat room, user RJ Torts says he went to Six Flags the day after prom.
Of course that's he did. RJ which... has all this fun, all the time, whatever, RJ.
Which I think that's a fantastic
yeah.
idea.
Yeah.
Because, oh man, if you can get the park, like, a real uncrowded day, just everybody going to Six Flags, hopefully kind of dressed up nice because you're still with your date. Oh, awesome. Heaven.
I had a really nerdy after prom day because it seemed like all the girls woke up early and had places to be, or maybe everyone was uncomfortable and just left the dudes. It was okay.
So it was just all dudes the next morning after prom. And we were really into Lord of the Rings at the time, so we were making Lord of the Rings jokes a lot. And so we had... We decided we'd have second breakfast that day, so we woke up. And we had breakfast at our buddy's place. His mom made us all breakfast, and she knew that we were all drunk from the night before. She knew it was up. It was cool. It was great. God bless her. And she made us this wonderful breakfast, and then we still like went to McDonald's breakfast, too. We made it before 10:30. Because we were out to party, and we totally just got blazed before our McDonald's breakfast. So it was just this wonderful dude moment thing. It was a very bonding thing. I wish that there could have been probably more meaningfulness between my date and I, but it wasn't that time. That wasn't what was up.
Dude bonding.
Yeah. No. So it ended up in a weird dude bonding moment.
Although,
like, but I had to go through all those things for that to happen, you know?
Although Nick is not here, on his behalf, I would like to tell his Cinderella story about becoming prom prince.
Oh, you would love to be able to talk about that.
So, like, junior year, I don't know if Nick Mikula realized this consciously, but at some point he was like, you know what? I'm smart, I'm pretty good looking, and I should be cooler than everyone treats me.
Oh, this story is already better when you tell it.
And so Nick, who, you know, like, Nick did theater and speech team and real nerdy things, and he was like, whatever, I'm gonna be cool. And, I think I've told this story disparagingly, because sometimes he would not, hang out with his, current friends, because he'd be too busy talking up, like, hot ladies that were popular. So we used to make fun of him a lot, but to his credit, he was like, he became the president of the National Honor Society at Friend.
The hottest guy in school always, the National Honor Society president.
Yes. But there, you know what, there were lots of cute and responsible girls that were in it.
Oh, yeah.
He totally did it.
Look how cute.
And then he made a big push to be Mr. Friend, which is like our Mr. Lancer thing. Mm-hmm. And I think he came in second. And then he just was like, I'm gonna be prom prince. And he dedicated, like, you know, probably a month to just making sure he was prom prince, and he totally succeeded. And he asked out this girl that he'd liked forever, and she totally went with him. Aww. And so he just had this, like, awesome, like, spring of becoming really cool. I mean, maybe he doesn't feel like he was really cool.
Did they make out in the giant bug exhibit?
Not that cool. Definitely not that cool. But he has a sweet crown still, I think.
Awesome. That's such a good story.
Why isn't he wearing it all the time?
I don't know.
If I ever won a crown, guys, I'd still be wearing it.
Oh, I would love it if you became Keith the King Habersburger.
Keith the King Habersburger.
It's the dude that always wears that crown.
Yeah, and those weird track jackets.
You're like Jughead.
Yeah, exactly like Jughead.
Cool, I'll just be Jughead.
None of you guys were like the weird guy at prom, right? Like, did you guys have the weird guys too? Like the guy that would come in the duct tape tux, and the guys that would dress as the Dumb and Dumber, duo.
Yeah, I was never. Like I said, when I was with my lady, and it's serious.
Oh, yeah,
time.
Me
when
too,
it's perform
man.
Time, I'm like all
nice.
Crazy man.
Mark has
when I'm with my lady, yeah. Serious time.
I was
Mark.
The
you were not.
Well, it was when I went with a friend who I should have told. I think I may have said this actually before, but like I got my prom suit I got from a costume shop because it was so much cheaper, and I was just going to get a normal tux, but then there were so many better costumes than that. And I was with Carl, the same friend of hump dancing fame, who was a great enabler for this. So I ended up picking out a suit jacket. Like, at first I got a shirt that had, like, the big ruffles, like an old-school tuxedo, and then a comically oversized bow tie. And then the jacket I got was, purple swirly felt. Like, it had this swirl pattern with, like, a lighter and darker purple. Mm-hmm. And then the cuffs and collar were cheetah print, but, like, fuzzy, like a plush toy cheetah print. And then I got like white gloves, a cane, and a top hat.
There's a picture anywhere. I saw them.
Chris Caton has one because he was in my prom group.
Pretty amazing.
So I'll try to get one from Chris.
I just realized that I have another side of prom that I've gotten to experience 2 years in a row recently.
You've been entertainment.
I've been entertainment for prom.
You have.
So you were the exotic dancer.
I've done about four prom shows in
my
time as a touring comedian.
Wow.
These are like 2-3 in the morning. These shows happen like I've done one at midnight, one at 1:30, one at 2, and one at 3? No, it ended by 3.
Do they book you that late to like entertain students so they don't go out drinking?
Yeah, it's up in the Dakotas and the Wyomings are the only places I've done it.
Huh.
And it's up in that area, and they have like us could do a show, and they have big inflatable things, and they'll also have like a poker things set up, and they switch through activities for the kids. They have a bunch of food. They can just be crazy. Who are really just children, high schoolers. Like, once you're on that other side and you're just seeing a plethora of starting to be sex-crazed humans that don't understand anything and are all ugly as fuck. I don't know, I care how pretty you thought you were in high school. Most, 80% of those kids are just ugly as fuck. sorry, it's okay, guys.
But not prom prince Nick McCool.
It's not my first time of ridiculing how ugly kids are.
Now, let me ask, how do those post-prom shows go over? Yeah. Like, are they there for that show?
Or do they want to be pumped
out of the four I've done, they've all gone over, like, totally well.
Wow.
Some have gone over, like awesome well. I'd say most of them are also in, like, awful acoustics, like a shitty cafeteria, something like that.
I imagine.
Something that is just garbage to get your voice to carry. And I don't know how these kids are hearing a damn thing, but they seem like they are, so neat.
Are you, when you do these, are you the only entertainment? Or is there, like, a dance floor in another room?
Well, like, no, they have it. Normally, it's like everybody filters in, they give them food, sit them down, and before they get up to do more entertainment, we'll do more, like, inflatable games and stuff like that, we'll do the show. And now, sometimes I've also done it where we're after everything, like, the last thing, and that's the worst. Because it's, like, 2:30, these kids are tired. They've been up all day getting ready for this. It is like 2, and they're just losing steam. And you're trying to, and you are too. It's like 3 in the morning, and you're trying to do this high energy short form improv show. Like, all right, everybody, we're having a great time.
How do you do that?
Oh, 5-hour energies and like Domino's pizza and just loopy lack of sleep energy.
Wow,
it's fun, but it's really interesting to see how cool people who are not cool think they are. And prom is the time where everybody thinks they are so fucking cool. And girls are crying.
A lot of crying.
You know, there's always like a couple. Love it.
How long
love that, though. That's really funny.
There are a lot of girls that cry at prom. It's kind of
there's anything funnier for me as a comedian is to see some girl just distraught. Because it's going to be okay, dude.
Was pretty distraught. My date was pretty distraught senior year. Because I don't remember if I've told this story on the podcast or not, how I broke up with my senior year girlfriend like 2 weeks before prom.
Nice.
Yes.
But you still went with her?
We still went because it was more like, look, we're all going in the same group of like 22 people. It's going to be real weird if we back out now. At least there's like 22 people go. So it was, you know, we broke up and we were still going. Like, we still had our pictures taken together. And it was like kind of okay for me, but it was not okay in the least for her. Because I made the decision. I was the bad guy. But we all took our pictures and then we all get in a big old limo and it's okay because it's just 24 friends in this in a couple of limos or whatever. And we get there and I end up just hanging out with my friends basically for most of prom, and me and my now ex danced a little bit, just sort of like a, hey, still cool, right? Let's have a dance.
Tins puts out his forearm like he's like he's got a towel hung over
her
it, just so you know.
He
swings the arm forward with you. Let's have a dance. Keep going, Tins.
So we had a couple of dances, and you know we had what I thought were good times, and then the rest of the time I was just sort of hanging around my friends. We were all just sort of hanging out, having a good time. And turns out she was much more distraught than I was, or thought she was gonna be. Like a whole 14 days after a breakup, for God's sake.
2 weeks, dude. Get over it. Stop listening to the Beatles yesterday.
You're a heartbreaker, Tim.
I know.
So how did it come up? Like, so did you break up with her, and then in that same conversation, like, but maybe we should still go to prom?
Oh boy. I'm not sure. We probably had to have that discussion, like, the next day or something, a little bit more calmly, like, oh, okay, what are we gonna do about this? Because this is weird now.
Yeah. Don't gang up on Tins. No.
Now I try and be
curious.
Like the good guy, like I can't do this anymore.
No,
I don't
okay.
think this
You're
will
not
work.
A good guy, you broke her heart.
But I want to make okay. I want to make the best out of it. Like I know I'm breaking your
You're
heart,
trying.
but let me make it up to you by still going
heart.
To prom with you.
That is very
it's,
nice.
I also
there are so many good and terrible ways you can take that.
I
grace
also,
you with my prom presents.
Come to think of it, I also broke up with somebody else the day before we were supposed to go see The Lion King on Broadway.
Oh, no.
And
oh.
She's like prom for some people.
A life
and,
milestone.
And it was a big deal for her.
Sure.
And so we broke up. She gave me the tickets. She's like, you better just take these. And somehow, for some reason, I convinced her the better option was for us just to go. The day after we broke up, we'd been dating for like a year.
Well, it's over, so let's pretend a little bit.
And now we still... Oh, God, I was a terrible person back then.
All the terrible things.
We still... But I had such good intentions. I really thought I was doing the best thing. Like, let's still go... We'll still have a good time. It was more like let's God. Not let this go to waste.
Tins. Did you have a good time?
Oh, okay. I thought the show was great.
You like, oh, it's so great.
I thought, dude, if you haven't seen The Lion King on Broadway, you're missing out because it's a wonderful show. That being said.
And you're like so into it, and she's just bawling next to you.
Well, she was doing her best. I will definitely give her credit. She kept a calm composure throughout.
You're sitting there with you with a big grin on your face, and she's crying as you hear, Zepenia!
That was more of my gesture, like, look, it can be okay. We're doing this, we're friendly, we can still be friends, you know?
Puppet cheetahs hang out.
Like, right after breaking up with someone, it's like, no, it's cool, we're friends, right?
It's cool. But it's weird.
It's cool, we're just immediately not the same, right?
You broke up with a girl right before a dance, right?
Yeah, during...
During a dance, because I broke up with a girl before a dance.
Yeah, I was at the dinner before.
I feel like every...
It was a mile
did you
away.
Did you break up with a dude before a dance, Lisa? Did you ever do that?
No, not before a dance.
Oh, God, I guess Keith, Tins, and I are the assholes.
You know what? I had one where it was like, we knew the relationship was ending, but nobody mentioned it, and I almost would rather we had, you know?
Yeah, maybe you should have, like, written a song and just sung it to her about how you're breaking up.
So
yeah,
good.
But
song,
we should still go to prom.
That song is so good.
It was really, really good.
I love that song.
And that, folks, I believe is just about all the time we have for prom. Oh man, I'm still getting over what a prick I am.
So is she.
Oh man,
we all realize so much about ourselves.
We learned a lot today.
Mart is filled with hatred. That song
just
had so many fuck you.
Just rage I had never seen out of Mark before.
I can't believe you guys never heard this song.
No.
I may have, but I don't think I have the full context.
Oh.
I believe I've heard those words, but not the purpose of them.
Yeah, it's a pretty rad song.
So,
there's no Makua.
I know.
No seven words of wisdom this week.
Maybe Tins, you should do this seven.
Dumb.
We have
words.
Six of us.
We did
that
once.
Well, seven words of apologies.
Seven words of apologies?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
And now it's time for Tinsy's seven words of apologies.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, you two. I meant good.
This has been Tinsy's seven words of apologies. That's what it was. Seven words of apologies.
I remember it didn't make sense. Nope. I remember seven words of apologies was wrong.
We'll have to listen to the podcast.
thank you once again for all of you listening live on livestream.com/Octavarius, which goes live every Monday at 9:45 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thanks again to those who were participating on Facebook, and thank you for the suggestion that comes directly from us asking you what you want the podcast to be about every Monday. So look for it. And once again, you can also follow us on Twitter at octavarius.com, twitter.com.
Wait, you guys, are we going to go to prom with Jamie? We should respond.
Is Jamie a boy or a girl?
It's ambiguous. It's just Jamie from the back of the classroom.
Yeah.
I'm really busy.
I'll go.
Okay.
I'll perform.
I'm really
goes.
Busy.
Okay. I'll say maybe, but I'll put Cloud's name next to yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Great. Thanks again for listening, everyone, and check the website every week for a fresh podcast. Mm-hmm. And with that, have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everyone.
Bye.
Octavarius.com.
Run for your life. Run for your life. You're running out of time. Close and lock the door.
He's coming back for more.
You wouldn't fucking shut your mouth when I yell at you. You wouldn't fucking...